This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, sometimes the news lines up for you just about perfectly, and this happens to be one of those times. We told you yesterday about ethics on Wall Street and how the finance industry can sometimes be challenged in that regard. And then, lo and behold, we wake up this morning to this. Five big banks are going to pay more than $5.5 billion all told to settle charges they manipulated foreign exchange markets and a key global interest rate known as LIBOR. Now, let me just say here, I know, I hear you. A story about some interest rate over in London and the foreign exchange markets thrown in there to boot. Come on, make me care. Well, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is going to do just that.
When we talk about LIBOR and currency manipulation, I know your eyes glaze over. But listen up, because surprise, surprise, when banks do all this manipulating and skewing, guess who loses out? You.
It's a big problem for the economy.
That's Simon Johnson. He teaches economics at MIT's Sloan School of Management. He says the LIBOR rate, officially known as the London Interbank Offered Rate, is what big banks charge each other for loans. And lots of consumer loans with variable interest rates are based on it.
There are important amounts of borrowing for car loans and for credit cards that are absolutely tied to a variable rate, and that variable rate is often LIBOR.
Adjustable rate mortgages are also tied to the LIBOR, according to Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. He says the LIBOR manipulation has made consumers suspicious.
It undermined the whole credibility of a index for a mortgage that supposedly was above board in terms of how it adjusted and either lowered or raised your payment.
You consumers were also affected by the currency manipulation, although more indirectly. Hillary Sale teaches law and management at Washington University in St. Louis. She says U.S. companies with business abroad might have lost out because of this skewed currency market.
And when that happens, they have to pass on the cost somewhere, and they may well pass them on to consumers.
So the next time you yawn at someone manipulating a market far away that you've never heard of, just remember, you could be the one who pays. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.